guys, welcome to Sisterly Spill again. This is Marcy and
Josie.
Today we are having a very interesting topic. Joenu amepitia. It's how to deal with rejection. Have you dealt with rejection? Josie, have you dealt with rejection?
Girl, story of my life. What haven't I faced in this life? What have I not faced? Rejection, I think, has been a very big part of my life. And I think that can cause a lot of trauma in the long run. But girl, we survive.
Guys, let me tell you something. We have faced rejection, both workplace, both relationship, everything.
With friends. I can't tell you how many times I've tried to force issues with some friends. And then nikaona, ay, hapa na force sana.
Gosh. Yeah. But how do you deal with rejection? Wewe umedeal na rejection aje?
Yeah. On my end, crying helps a lot. And I can tell you I've gone to therapy to deal with my rejection. I think at first I usually try to resist. When someone tries to reject me, I try to resist. And I think it's natural for everyone, right? Yeah. You try to resist at first. You're like, apana, utanipenda by the way. Certainly, you wanna decide. Mi nimekupenda, so utanipenda pia.
But you have always done that. You've always pushed like, mimi nakutaka. Wewe unitaki, mbona unitaki, nimedu.
You know, it trickles down to my own self-doubt. Mm-hmm. I start thinking like, if there's something wrong with me, it's because of something that I have or something that I've portrayed that this person is rejecting me. So you become so hard on yourself and then you sink into this hole of self-pity and it's so messy.
Gosh.
You know.
Gosh. Me, I have experienced rejection.
Yeah.
But nanani, na
hey. Spill the tea.
That stupid situationship I was in.
Yeah.
That guy rejected me. I said, you know what? I'm ready to have a relationship. You remember?
Which guy? Tell us. Spill the tea, baby girl. This time to Miss Emma, we are not going to hide the details. We are going to tell you what it is, how it is, because we are trying to get you guys to understand where we are coming from, to relate with us.
Don't go for challenging, guys.
He results from the hesabu na manisha wanawake ni tasa.
I have a story with Luna.
Yeah.
Thank you, Simon, but yours is clearly challenging. What did they do to you?
But you remember that situation?
Yeah, challenging.
Yeah, the photographer.
Oh, guy had the stick, but when it comes to the other part of emotional well-being, honey, you're gonna just go into depression.
Gosh.
I did a number on you.
Oh my god.
But I think you are digmatized.
I think so.
Yeah, you are digmatized, babes.
Because he was not my type. Completely.
I was actually so shocked you went for him. You went for a type that wasn't your own, but you were sticking there.
But they will surprise you. So we will mend our types here.
Nicole, like, you know what? It's nice to test the waters.
Yeah, but on my first rejection, how did you face it? Mutu aliku reject.
You know, it's funny because I want to hear your story first. This challenging guy. I remember you told me that he, one time, you felt like your emotions for him were changing. At first, it was like a friends with benefits situation, but eventually you felt like you were having feelings for him. So, my sister over here, Masisi Mio.
I swear, guys.
She went on and asked this guy whether they could talk because she was feeling some type of way towards him. This is why I'm telling you she was stigmatized because out of nowhere, this chick was so emotional and she felt like she was missing him and wanted him to be close. But at the end of the day, it wasn't that. There was something happening to you. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was hormonal imbalance or something.
Oh, I told the guy, you know what? Can we talk? Oh.
And the guy went a whole week without responding to Mercy.
Bad days.
See, is that a form of rejection? Would you consider that as a form of
that
rejection?
That is a rejection. Because when I told him I needed to talk to him, he said, okay. But I can't talk now. I will call you later, guys. Tulika like 7 days later. Then he called me and he told me, oh, can you come over? Woo, na mizigo
zangu. You know, zile TikToks. Those TikToks don't lie. Those things we go through. We do that all the time. All the damn time. And it's always with the wrong people.
Gosh.
She went there, of course, got dicked down. But then again.
He told me, I'm not ready for a relationship. You motherfucker.
Shamelessly. Can you imagine?
Nah, he wasn't even good looking.
But they considering he wasn't even your type. Mse alikuwa na dready. Alikuwa
mse.
Your type is big and buff. This guy was slim. Only that he was blessed. He was blessed with a shtick. But beyond that, he was not your type, by the way.
But he was not. He was not that one. I can agree with Juicy. He was not my type. But he rejected me.
How did you feel?
I felt, I cried. I called my bestie.
Bestie?
I called Geoffrey. So,
we know what that means.
No, guys.
That's another conversation for another day.
Leave Josie alone. There's no bestie with me and that guy. Yeah. I called Geoffrey, and Geoffrey, he was, did you think you could trust a man? He asked me that, and he's a man.
Hard-hitting.
So, I was really frustrated. Like, bonanani reject. Because it was the first time a guy rejected me. So, it was bad. But anywho.
It broke your heart.
No. Because the following day, I was okay.
Hey. Kweli. You had any heartbreak. Yeah, it was a moment of emotional chaos. heartbreak. It was so funny because you got over him so fast. But I think it's because he was not a guy that was in your caliber.
No.
It's not somebody you even saw a future with. I think it was just that moment of weakness.
Why do you say I like big guys?
Oh, you do love big guys, honey. You, it's. I don't think you've dated us. That's the only slim guy you've dated, actually.
Yeah.
And after that, she went back to her original default setting.
But we're not saying slim girl guys are very unattractive. They're very attractive.
It was
just like, it's not really my usual type.
Yeah.
Me like big boys with big money.
Ooh. Say it, honey. Say it. But you know that type of rejection changes you.
It does.
Would you say that one, how would you say, okay. What would you say happened to you at that point in time when he rejected you?
It really messed with me.
Yeah.
I remember I called you.
Yeah.
It messed with me because now I started thinking, what's wrong with me? Kwanini hanipendi? And this is the least guy, like the least attractive that I've ever dated.
Mm.
And he rejected me. So I was like,
It really changed you.
It changed my perspective. And I went to the mirror. I'm like, gosh.
I know, and I hate that.
Yeah.
I can't even emphasize how much I hate that. When a guy rejects you, you're always questioning whether you're beautiful enough.
Yeah.
Or whether
there's
something wrong with you. It's just always about you. But honey, it's not always about you.
No, it's their loss at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You're amazing.
But then again, the pain, you have to deal with it. I can't tell you how many times. And I feel like...
But you have dealt with a lot. Because for me, it was just I dealt with that guy one time. And the following day, wapendwa wasikizaji. The following day, mimi, nilikuwa nishasahau, tumemove.
You were like, no, this guy has lost me and it's adios, baby.
Yeah. Mm. Because I think people were distracting me.
Yeah.
I was dealing with friends. I had friends who distracted me. And also, I had this.
You had... Oh,
wait. Other people who distracted me mentally, emotionally,
and physically.
No, not
why
physically.
Are you missing out that point?
No. Josie is lying.
You know how they say, in order to get over a guy, you just need to get under another.
I did get under emotionally, not physically, because
no, that shit doesn't work. No. May feel like it just adds to trauma and just more and more baggage.
But I feel you have gone through a lot.
Oh yeah, with
because
men,
you
absolutely.
See, you used to see them daily.
Yeah, I feel it's different when you're rejected by somebody you had pictured a future with, somebody that you'd invested emotional and mental energy into, and then they reject you after they'd given you fake promises. And I think most women usually face that. Most women and men equally, I can say. We usually have these high expectations of having someone in our lives, and then maybe kwa akili zao wao wako like, I'm just with you for the moment.
We're
just satisfying our needs right now, be it physical, emotional, whatever it is, but it's just for the moment, not for the long haul.
No.
And I think that's the biggest rejection that usually leaves a huge mark. Because if you've invested so much into somebody and then they reject you, that shit takes you to depression.
But it hits different when you're working with somebody and they reject you.
Because you have to see them every single day.
And you see them talking to other women.
I have a nut job. I cannot get over
Let
this
me tell
one.
You guys, this girl suffered.
Oh my goodness. let's first start with this point. Do not date a colleague.
Makofi.
No, guys, don't.
Please.
Yeah.
Please, take it from us or experience it on your own, at your own discretion, at your own loss or whatever hurt you're going to face. Because trust me, it's going to be so freaking painful. If you're dating a colleague, chances of you getting jealous because they're talking to somebody else that maybe is, I don't know, attractive. That shit gets to your head.
I just think Josie overthinks things.
Because
if you're talking about a specific person and him going to talk to the woman, girl, you are 10 and she's a 6.
Oof. Honey, don't make me blush over here.
But it was very hard. Don't date your colleagues. That's something that...
It was hard. Because I remember this guy had given me so much hope. He had told me about how he loved me, how he wanted to be with me, how... and Lord, the lies that he told me. And I actually believed him. And then after, giving him the cookie, of course, definitely he's going to be like, No,
he actually
on to the next.
He actually stopped talking to you.
You remember
immediately.
That's so freaking manipulative. Why would someone even do that?
Josie alikipitia, alikipitia, guys, alikipitia. But don't date your colleagues.
I do not, and unless you're planning to leave that workplace and go to another so that you can be in different spaces, do not date your colleague, because at the end of the day, It's kind of like a thing that happens a lot in offices.
And it's awkward.
You know, because of course you're going to find so many people in your office very attractive. But keep it at surface level. Keep it at just you're attractive. We always have some banter. But please do not go right into dating them.
But he was not even your type.
Okay, he was cute. He was cute.
No, he was not.
He was. He but I'm not. Saying was. The tense is was.
Josie goes for a specific type. Very handsome, very tall. But this one was...
Did I tell you he smells like a pig?
Bath.
Like he smells like a pig.
Sitaoa haraka. Kwanza nitapumzika kidogo.
Like, I can tell you for sure, this is not like throwing shade. I swear, any other woman who has slept with that guy, I can tell you for sure they can say the same thing. He snores like a pig. I think that was my turn off. That's what made me even get over him so fast. Because I tried to remember, you know how as ladies, whenever we're trying to get over a guy, we usually like come up with a list of pros and cons. The cons were so many that I was like, you know what? You're actually a burden that has been removed out of my life.
Gosh, but and it was bad.
I think actually when we're speaking about how to get over rejection or how to handle rejection, that is one piece of advice I can genuinely give somebody. I can tell you, if you really want to get over somebody, come up with that list. List out the pros and cons.
Yeah, list them.
And trust you me, if you're being genuine with yourself, somebody who rejected you has more cons than pros.
Can you imagine, Josie, somebody you work with, akuja kwambia, you know what, I like you and wherever and wherever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they start being cold.
That's a manipulative tactic. That's something narcissistic people usually do because they're trying to get you hooked. It's so painful, and I want to actually put this on alert. Like, beware of such people from day one. Don't go right into falling for somebody.
That's true.
Go first. And usually analyze.
People who do that are married men. So avoid. The married men, avoid them. In the office, yo, there are many.
I can tell you for sure, in offices, almost every married person here and there has somebody somewhere.
Yo.
Yeah. It's so funny. And that's a whole topic on its own.
Yeah, but deal with it. Don't date married men in the office. Those people are just like mofos when you hawana kitu ya kufanya, like
And honey, the sex ain't that good. Let me just tell you, it ain't.
I think they're still stuck in their age where they used to just like a woman is supposed to be down on a missionary.
Yeah.
So they just stuck there.
But
so,
you know that when such guys usually reject you, you start to question like, how am I rejected by such a person?
Exactly.
Of all people to be rejected by, reject. I think that's what usually hurts you. Not because they've rejected you.
I will just tell you your faults.
I know.
The way you look.
Because you have so many of them. Masi herself has had a fair share of experiences with rejection.
With who?
These ones I can't even really categorize them as rejection per se. I can say mostly just cold shoulder behavior after maybe engaging with them.
No. Yeah. I haven't had that. Mm. The thing that I've had is when somebody approaches me and I say no to them.
Yeah.
And that is when I think Theo's point came in of how do you make them comfortable? Because they've approached me, nawakata, then they start having an attitude towards me.
Yeah.
So that is what I've dealt with. But how do you make these people comfortable enough? Mm-hmm. But these people are not making me comfortable. How am I going to make them comfortable, honey?
Can you be?
No.
Oh yeah, guys, by the way, Marcia has mentioned Theo. Theo is our great producer. We don't keep in the dark about who Theo is.
Yeah,
Theo is our amazing producer.
And he has a very sexy voice.
Oh. Hey, Daddy! Oh my God!
Keep your ears on the radio. Soon enough, you'll hear him somewhere. So, speaking about how to handle people. So, we've talked about handling rejection individually.
Mm-hmm.
But how can somebody else handle rejection? Or rather, how do you reject men when they approach you? Because I can tell you for sure, it's not just you being rejected. You've also rejected people
in
your dating life.
Me, I can tell you something, Josie.
Yeah.
That Kale guy is the only guy who rejected me. Mm. And Mimi, I've been constantly rejecting people. Specifically when we talk about work or we talk where I've rejected people. But it's not comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not comfortable because other people take it personally.
Yeah, yeah.
Other people take it personally like, monument reject.
They go all the way to start stalking you and making sure that you suffer.
Yeah.
You're not going off that easy.
Yeah, but it's very difficult dealing with it because for me, what I do most of the time when somebody like that approaches me na kimkata and ananionyesha attitude, I just ignore you because you're not adding anything to my life. So why am I stressing about somebody who doesn't add anything to my life?
Because
I made you picture with this guy nothing. So,
I actually really get that because at times, and I feel there's this video I've ever seen on TikTok. I think I refer to TikTok a lot, but at the end of the day, I just want to share that experience where somebody had this guy had proposed to his girlfriend, and this chick just rejected him outrightly in front of people.
Yay.
But I usually feel like there are better ways to reject people, be it a man or a woman. Because how is it that somebody openly shares their very vulnerable emotions with you and you just outrightly shout at them and be like, no, I can't date you. Mm. You know, you don't even have money. How are you going to survive?
Mm-mm.
There's that outburst that can cause somebody to have permanent damage emotionally.
Or suicide thoughts.
Yeah. So, Marcy, how do you approach a guy when he is telling you how he feels, confessing his feelings to you, but you don't feel the same?
Yeah, for me, what I've done is I just tell you, you know what, me, I like you as a person. And I think I've told so many people who are going to listen to this and they're going to say yes. I have told them, I like you as a person, but there's no way we are going to go that road. I respect you in that aspect, but let's not cross over to other things because now I will start losing respect for you. So it depends with the maturity of the person.
True.
So these people usually just say, okay, cool. Ama mwingine anasema, no, you know what? Let me send you money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get those kind of people when you are so...
Yeah.
So you just me, I usually just tell them no, I can't handle it.
Yeah.
Me and you, we can't go anywhere. Kama sioni mahali tunasaidiana ndugu yangu mimi achana na mimi. Kambali na mimi.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not
that's
you.
The line I've had all
and even
all across the board.
I have used it.
It's not you, it's me. Oh goodness. I think at this point that should be stamped as the greatest line of all time in the dating history.
Yes, it's not you, it's me. I think I'm not ready. Sometimes I say I'm not ready for a relationship or because I remember Juicy, a younger guy, was hitting on me and I was like,
why do I look like a high schooler to you?
A 24-year-old was hitting on me, guys. I was shocked. Yeah. I was so shocked. Yeah. And I'm like, how do I break his heart?
Yeah.
Because now he was telling me he wanted to leave his girlfriend for me.
Yeah.
And it was shocking.
Yeah.
But for him, I just told him, no, we can't go your path.
Yeah.
Towards the end of your path.
Yeah.
And he understood it.
So as we conclude, we'd definitely like to say that being rejected is a normal part of life, right?
But rejection comes in different forms of way. Yeah. Relationship, kuna work.
It's everywhere. So you can't escape it.
Yeah, you can't escape it.
But now how you're dealing with it is what counts. Because at the end of the day, you have to accept the fact that it's part of life and just go on with it.
Make sure you have support system.
Yeah, matters a lot. Because honestly, in as much as it happens a lot, it's not easy. It's never easy and it's never going to get easy. But as long as you have the right people beside you, they'll advise you on the best way to go about it. Because we can tell you all that we think about rejection, but at the end of the day, it trickles down to the people around you and to how you also handle things.
But also, Josie, one thing I'll tell people, like, have standards. Not everybody anakukujia kikusmailia is interested in you. So you need to have standards and draw a line.
Yeah.
Where, for example, kwanza kazi, you need to draw a line because these people are not interested in you at relationship wise. They're just physically attracted to you.
Yeah.
So you have to have standards.
Yeah.
And also ongea na watu vizuri. You see watu kane, people are suicidal. Life is tough as it is.
If you're to reject someone, go into it easy.
Yes.
Don't just go shouting at them and being so wild and crazy with them. Just handle it easy. You know, just make sure that you're telling them just politely from a good and humble point of view that you're cute, you're all this and that, but I'm just not in that space with you.
Yeah.
And just let it go.
And it works, by the way. It works. Does. People think it doesn't. It works. It has worked for me.
And you earn respect. That's the thing. That person will respect you because you didn't go behind their back to do bad things. Mm. You just told them outrightly that this is what it is.
And they will move on to the next.
You know, and life goes on. This has been amazing.
Yay.
We're so glad you guys tuned in to this episode. We hope that you enjoy it. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And what else, Marcy?
And share with your family.
Ooh, and friends. Let's grow our community and let's love on each other.
Yes, it's Valentine's. Let's spread love and be kind.
Yeah. Till our next episode.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.